Could you talk to us about the Women's Safety and Protection Act?
Yes, I would love to talk about that that bill that's been filed in the House and the Senate this year. And it is a bill that protects women and girls in vulnerable situations by ensuring that male and female are defined by biology in North Carolina law and restricting men and boys from entering women and girls' private spaces. And it's an important bill because we should not sacrifice women and girls on the altar of gender ideology.
Now, I know North Dakota's governor signed a bill into law that similarly requires that K-12 schools designate bathrooms by biology. Do you get the feeling that this bill is going to pass in North Carolina, or what's your feeling about it?
Well, you know, 14 states have already passed laws to protect women and girls' private spaces. And this applies not just to bathrooms, but also changing facilities and overnight sleeping spaces, like a field trip that a girl might go on in school or in prisons. It only applies to government buildings. So it applies to schools, prisons, crisis centers, like a rape crisis center. And so it's very narrow, and it doesn't apply to public businesses, but just to government spaces. But we believe that polls are showing a growing number of Republicans and Democrats believe that our society has just gone too far in accommodating transgender rights. And so I might note also that President Trump recently signed an executive order called Defending Women from Gender Ideology Extremism and Restoring Biological Truth to the Federal Government, that did the same thing this bill does. It defines man, woman, male, female, and sex according to biology and declares there are only two sexes. And so this is just bringing North Carolina in line with federal policy now.
Now, tell me what else is new with your organization. What's on the radar?
Well, we actually have several bills that will be heard in committee today in the House and the Senate at the General Assembly later today. And those bills are expected to go through the House or the Senate and make crossover, which crossover deadline is Thursday of this week.
Mm-hmm.
What we do at North Carolina Values Coalition is we work on legislation that advances North Carolina values, like marriage, life, religious freedom. And so these bills that, like this one, House Bill 606, the Women's Safety and Protection Act, just declare public policy into law that follows values that most North Carolinians hold. We also work across the state to help educate and promote those values through workshops, and then we file amicus briefs at the U.S. Supreme Court on those values when a case comes along that's important.
Now, Tammy, is there any social media people can follow to keep up with your organization, say when you're having press conferences or anything of that nature?
Absolutely, yes. We are on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and you can just follow NC Values on almost all three platforms. We've just recently, yesterday, put out some videos about the legislation that we're pushing this year. And so it's very informative to help people figure out what the issues are and how they can get involved and help. We also, on our website, have calls to action where people can just look up the bills that we're promoting and quickly send an email to their legislator in support. So I would encourage your listeners to go to ncvalues.org, and they can find everything they need right there.
Tammy Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the NC Values Coalition, thanks so much for joining us again, and we hope to talk to you again in the future.
Thank you so much, John. Have a great day.